You can now switch your car insurance directly to TVA by using Takaful Brunei Mobile and choose a variety of packages suited to give your car the protection it needs. Stand a chance to win prizes worth over $250,000 every 2 months when you participate in any products through Takaful Brunei Mobile. Download and register your Takaful Brunei Mobile today and take advantage of these great deals. Terms and conditions apply.
Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Towards a Better Ramadan is brought to you by Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Salam to all KFM listeners. This is Ustaza Hanisa. Today, I'd like to take everyone into a spiritual journey towards a better Ramadan. As promised this year, I will make it a point to share at least one saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day, for his words contain profound wisdom, guidance, and morality, and for his words transcend time and is a huge part of our religion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that some people who are poor, weak, and have no position in society, if they take oath by Allah, Allah will fulfill it because of their purity and strength of piety, yani taqwa. In sight of Allah, the honorable are not the ones with wealth and position, but with taqwa. The most honorable is the one with the most taqwa. Subhanallah, may Allah make us among those who He honors because of their taqwa. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Other than that, to instill gratitude in the hearts of believers, one of the main objectives of fasting is to instill taqwa in the hearts of the believers. And taqwa, in Islamic terminology, refers to the state of consciousness where one constantly feels the presence of his Creator, a closeness to Him, obeys His commands, and avoids disobedience to Him, not only out of his fear, but also for the love of Him. And the most important thing is that in Islam, taqwa, as stated in the previous hadith, is the ultimate measure of a person's real worth. A slave with a higher level of taqwa is better than the master, and a poor man with great consciousness of God is more respectable than a prince. That is how Allah judges a person's honor and esteem, according to the level of his or her taqwa. In another hadith, Abu Kabsha al-Anmari narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are four types of people in this world. One is one that Allah provides with wealth and taqwa. So with his wealth and his privilege, he nurtures the ties of kinship. He understands the haqq of Allah in them. So this person has the highest rank. Then we have the second type of person. Allah provides him with taqwa, but he does not have any wealth. And in his heart, he always has the truthful intent that if he was to acquire wealth, he would do the deeds of the person. Rest assured, this person has the same rank as the first person. The third person, Allah provides him with wealth, but he has no taqwa. So he spends his wealth, his privileges, rashly. He cuts off ties of kinship, and he does not know that Allah has rights in them. So this person has the lowest rank. And the last person, Allah provides him no wealth, and he has no taqwa. But in his heart, he always has the sinful intention that if he was to acquire wealth, he would do the deeds of the third person. Rest assured, this person has the same rank as the third person. May Allah protect us. Basically, in this long hadith, you get the idea that the determining factor of your rank is not all the privileges and the wealth that one acquires. It is not what you have, but it is about who you are as a person. Are you a person of taqwa? Subhanallah. May Allah make us among those people, and we hope that this blessed month of Ramadan can help us to recalibrate how we see life and how we live our life. To see that nothing we should aspire more in this world other than to have taqwa in Allah. Wealth, career, family, all of those things will only be of benefit to us with the presence of taqwa. And hopefully, this Ramadan can help us to increase taqwa in us. Because, as most of us know, a mere abstention of food and drink is not all it takes to purify our soul or to instill taqwa in us. In a hadith, our Prophet warned us, how many persons fast and gets nothing out of their fasting except hunger and thirst? And how many persons pray at night and get nothing out of it except sleeplessness? May Allah protect us. I always believe that the biggest challenge or obstacle for taqwa for the believers is not to do more, but to do less. To stay away from what Allah has asked us to stay away from. That is the biggest challenge. And we try to do more good so that we are busy with goodness. But Ramadan made a point to us that if we are willing, we can abstain ourselves from what Allah made not permissible to us. Subhanallah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the strength, the patience to walk upon this thorny path of life carefully with the best provision a believer can have in this dunya, khayrul zad taqwa, which is the taqwa of Allah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Towards a Better Ramadan was brought to you by Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Sis, aku ni kan mau pindah takaful kereta aku ke TBA bah. Kan mencuba ku, mana tahu dapat menang RM15,000.
Boleh eh, aku hari itu sudah pindah. Pakai takaful Brunei Mobile saja. Mana lagi payah ke kaunter durang ke apa lagi.
Oh, jatuh saja. Pakai saja takaful Brunei Mobile.
Ngam, perlu insurans kereta? Pakai takaful Brunei Mobile.
Sertai mana-mana produk TBA dan TBK melalui takaful Brunei Mobile bagi mendapatkan peluang untuk memenangi wang tunai sebanyak RM15,000 setiap 2 bulan. Tertakluk pada termada syarat.